and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against terrorist facilities.
Pan Am Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
He has sanctioned acts of terror in
Homeland.
This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
His relentless pursuit.
Claire Danes, Damian Lewis, Morena Baccarin.
This was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable and cowardly act.
David Harewood, Diego Klattenhoff, Jamie Sheridan.
Stops him.
I'm just making sure we don't get hit.
David Marciano, Naveed Nagahban, Jackson Pace, Morgan Saylor, and Mandy Patinkin.
And we will remain vigilant at home and abroad.
Grainy black and white images of the World Trade Center burning. A sign for the George Bush Center for Intelligence.
I missed something once before. I can't.
It was 10 years ago. Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Carrie listens on headphones. Brody looks out at Capitol Hill. A helicopter flies overhead.
Previously on Homeland.
Who are they clearing the street for?
Abu fucking Nazir, God willing.
Holy shit, it's him.
What about Abu Nazir?
He got away.
We just took a hit. We lost two in Beirut. Your role is more important than ever now.
So, why is pulling you into something now?
I don't want to think about it.
Carrie and Brody share a passionate kiss in the woods.
Do I know you? Some idiots hit her in a car and took off.
I wanted to help.
Tell who?
The parents? The cops? We killed someone.
Jesus!
What? Hit and run a week ago.
I'll take care of it.
She did something terrible, something criminal. We would go to the police, right?
What does she do?
We wouldn't just gloss over her doing something really, really bad just because we're in politics, right?
Why is she here?
I have my daughter here.
I see that. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
You can't do this. Go to the police.
This is a private matter.
It's not, actually. Brody, you won't have a deal anymore if you do this.
What is this?
We'll do this down the line.
No, Dad, you really make me sick.
Hey, Dana. Dana! None of this is fucking okay!
Daytime. Dana steps off a bus at a stop on a busy road downtown. She looks around to get her bearings before crossing the road as the bus pulls away. Walking along a pavement littered with dead leaves, she throws nervous glances at her unfamiliar surroundings. She lets her hand trail along a fence bordering a stretch of wasteland. Then, reaching a building, she climbs some steps leading to an apartment and rings the doorbell. She waits, then rings again. Mike opens up.
Hey.
Hey.
It's just me.
Oh.
He seems taken aback.
Look, if I'm interrupting something, I...
No, I'm just surprised you're here.
Me too, I guess.
Okay. Come on in.
Thanks.
At Brody's...
She'll be okay.
Are you sure about that?
She's 16 years old. It's not like there's a five-year-old out there wandering the streets.
That's not the point! She ran someone over.
I know.
And she's trying desperately to do the right thing.
And you think I'm not?
I don't know what the hell you're doing, Brody. I really don't. We told her we would go to the police and report this.
I tried.
And when you didn't go through with it, what was she supposed to think?
I told her we'd handle it later.
Well, we told her we would handle it now. We are supposed to be her examples of what's right and wrong.
I can't report it today. I told you.
Right. National security. You know, you invoke that more than the president.
I'm doing everything I can.
He's got a meeting with Roy Ahmad in half an hour.
Yeah.
He's basically already late.
Yeah, from the sounds of it, he's not going to be out of there anytime soon.
He's got to be. He can't mess this up.
You act as if I have a choice in this. I don't.
Of course you do.
Tell me what to do.
You don't know.
Tell me.
You tell the CIA to back off. you tell them your daughter matters more?
I can't!
Jessica's shocked by his outburst.
Give me their number, I'll do it.
And Brody struggles to calm down. Jessica answers the phone.
Hello. Oh, thank God. Tell her I'll be right there. She's at Mike's. I'll go get her. Don't. Chris, come on. We need to get your sister.
From Virgil's surveillance van, Carrie makes a call. Brody grabs his phone and rejects the call.
Hey, this is Nicholas Brody. Please leave a message.
Carrie peeks out of the van to see Jessica heading to her car with Chris. Inside the house, a powerless Brody's staring into space. Jessica's car pulls away.
I gotta go in there.
You want some help?
No, stay here.
Climbing out of the van, Carrie marches across the peaceful suburban street over to Brody's house. She lets herself in and searches the place.
Brody?
She finds him sitting on the floor in a darkened corridor.
Brody! Roy is expecting you. You're already late. Brody, you need to go.
No more. I can't.
You have to. She says she's taking you to meet a new contact. This is it. It's happening now.
His knees folded to his chest, he stares ahead, avoiding her gaze. So she crouches down in front of him.
Brody, remember why you're doing this.
What? Our deal?
Your family.
My family? You were listening out there. You heard. Everything's falling apart. This is a nightmare.
It's almost over. Come on. Come on.
Taking his hand, she gently helps him up and leads him along the corridor. Mike answers his door to Jessica.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry about this.
No trouble. But she fell asleep upstairs. I went to watch a TV and she crashed. Want water?
No. What did she say?
Just that she needed to get away.
That's all?
Yeah. I mean, obviously something's going on, though. I'm surprised you even showed up here.
I'm not. She spent a lot of time here when Brody was gone. Mike, she was involved in a hit and run.
What?
Someone else was driving, and she's trying to make it right, but... Well, it's gotten very, very complicated. It's tearing her up. And please, you can't tell her I said anything.
Okay.
Promise me.
Yeah. Is there anything I can do to help, though?
Just let her sleep, if that's okay. I gotta go. Chris is waiting in the car.
I'll have her call you when she wakes up.
Thanks.
He gives Jessica a reassuring nod, and she leaves. A hunched Brody's walking through a park with his hands pushed deep inside his pockets.
You look okay to you?
Better than you did at the house. He's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, it shows.
Carrie and Virgil watch him from the van's monitors, whilst the rest of the team follow his progress from the surveillance room. Roy is sitting on a bench.
You're lucky she waited.
Brody spots Roya on the bench, in a shadowy corner under some trees. He approaches her, hands still in his pockets, looking fearful and agitated.
You're late.
I know.
You want to tell me why?
Not really.
I nearly left.
Yeah?
Sir, are you hearing this?
I nearly didn't come.
Yeah.
Home. You want to tell me what's going on with you?
The hell is she doing?
Peter stares at the screens.
Brody.
What?
What's going on?
You know what's going on. I'm being asked to be part of an attack on this country.
That's
without
enough.
Knowing where or what or why.
Being told he needs me or they need
me. And who the fuck are they anyway? That's what's going on with me. How about you? Everything good, I hope?
Look. I know it's been difficult lately.
It's been impossible. And for what? I'm through.
What the fuck? Carrie's on site there, right? Get her on the line.
Mm-hmm. Brody walks off. Roya follows him and grabs him by the arm.
I understand you're feeling confused.
You don't have a clue what I'm feeling.
Brody, quitting is not an option.
You think whatever you're threatening can make my life any more fucked up than it is now?
I'm not threatening.
Well, sure you are.
Come back, sit down, and talk to me.
There's nothing more to say.
He shakes her off and walks away.
What was that?
Fuck. Fuck. It's Quinn. He's gonna want to shut us down.
Oh, you think?
Virgil, you have to kill the tracking on Brody's phone.
Why?
Just do it. If Quinn asks, tell him it failed.
He won't believe
well,
that for a second.
Make him.
What are you doing?
I've got to keep this thing going.
Keep what going? Brody just blew it up. The whole operation's dead.
No, it's not. His cover's still intact. As long as his cover isn't blown, he's still in play. Kill the tracking.
Virgil sighs and presses a button. Carrie steps out of the van and takes the call.
Yeah.
The fuck, Carrie? Answer your goddamn phone.
We were having tech problems. We lost tracking on Brody.
Yeah, here too.
He must have dumped his phone. I'm on foot now.
Where?
Looking for him.
Listen to me, Carrie. I want you to bring him in.
Right.
I mean, now. He's out of control. I want him off the streets.
So do I.
Off the streets, here, in front of me. He's a danger to all of us. Tell me you hear me.
I hear you.
If we do not pick him up, they will, and who knows what he'll say. This thing is over. Carrie.
I'll tell you if I find him.
Find out what happened to that phone.
Okay.
Carrie catches up with Brody as he's about to open his car.
Brody, give me the keys. They'll have backup here in 3 minutes. I'm trying to keep you from spending the rest of your life in a cage.
Do you think I really care what happens to me anymore?
Well, I do. I care what happens to you, even if you don't. Please. Give me the keys.
He glances around nervously before handing her the keys. Circling the car, he takes the passenger seat as Carrie climbs in behind the wheel. Carrie starts the car's engine and fastens her seatbelt. At Langley, David marches into Saul's office.
Your protege. She's really outdone herself this time.
Have a seat.
I'll stand.
David shuts the blinds.
Brody jumped surveillance.
I heard.
Carrie made it happen.
You sure?
The two of them are missing. Carrie's not answering a phone. Yeah, Saul, I'm pretty fucking sure. She took a confessed terrorist off the grid. I went out on a limb to support you on this. I even kept Walden out of the loop so that we could run Brody back against Nazir. Now Brody's unraveling.
Ever occurred to you Carrie's trying to fix that?
Well, she's got a twisted thing for the guy. Who knows what her motivations are?
Well, she's trying to repair the situation.
I can't bank on that. There's an attack plan, Saul. Possibly imminent. And I don't want to be the one standing in front of the Senate explaining who Carrie was fucking when the bomb went off. You burned your cover in Beirut to float this operation, which as of 20 minutes ago is officially shit. I'm the only friend you've got left in the building. So if you have any idea where Carrie is, you damn well better say. I'm not playing games here, Saul. Get up from that chair, find her, and bring her back with Brody.
Outside a motel, Brody's staring at the sunset.
It's room number 5, over there.
I really don't know what I'm doing here. If that's the last thing I see before they lock me up, I could do worse.
Here.
You think you can save this? You can't.
I'll get us some food. They'll be looking for us, and someone might recognize you.
She heads off, leaving Brody standing by his car. He watches her until she disappears round a corner, then goes looking for his room. Mike's in his kitchen, preparing food, whilst Dana's sitting at the breakfast bar.
I promised your mother that you would call her.
I will.
As soon as you woke up. Come on, you're making me look bad.
Can I stay here? Tonight, I mean, would that be okay with you?
Call your mom and ask. Go on.
He puts the phone in her hands.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Mike said that you were having dinner over there.
Yeah. Can I stay over?
Well, did he say it was okay?
He said ask you.
Well, it's fine with me. Just,
What?
I miss you.
Mom? Is Dad there?
No.
Where is he?
I'm not sure.
He tell you why he backed out of the police station?
No, not really.
It was that woman from the CIA.
Carrie. She just showed up and
said something to him, and suddenly it was all off.
Mom?
I didn't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't say it to hurt you.
I know, sweetheart.
They both look deeply pained.
Night, Mom.
Love you.
Jessica hangs up and heaves a weary sigh. Nighttime. In the motel room, Carrie clears boxes of takeaway from the table, whilst Brody sits in an armchair, lost in thought. He watches her in silence as she bins the empty boxes.
How long do you think before they find us?
Depends how hard they look.
I'm guessing they'll look pretty hard. I was thinking, I've finally done it.
What?
Burnt every bridge. With Ebenezer. With the CIA. With my family. I'm more alone now than I was at the bottom of that hole in Iraq.
Whatever damage you think you've done, the only way to make it mean something is to stay in the game against Nazir.
No, that's over.
They need you. Roy said.
Believe me. Whatever plan they had for me has already been replaced by something else. And someone else.
Carrie takes in his words. Brody closes his eyes. Opening them again, he gets up and goes to stretch out on one of the beds.
I'm done. Let the CIA do what they want. At least I'll finally be able to stop lying to everybody. At least that part will be a relief.
Carrie walks up to the bed.
Will you visit me in prison?
She smiles and sits by his side.
I'll probably be in the cell next to you.
Which,
I have to admit, isn't the future I imagined for us.
What? What did you imagine?
She shrugs.
I'm not sure. Maybe that if we saw this through together, if we finally stopped Nazir once and for all, then you'd be a real hero. And that fact would somehow make everything you did before not matter. That it would all just be about getting to there.
Including what I did to you.
Including that. It just wouldn't matter anymore. To either of us.
He props himself up on his elbows and looks into her eyes with a frown.
You know how crazy everyone says you are? You're crazier than that.
She laughs, and he smiles back at her.
This deal of ours. I think it's a way out for both of us. You said you were all alone. You're not.
They stare at each other. Then she leans over and kisses him. Her tender kiss becomes more urgent, and they wrap their arms around each other. He pulls her down onto the bed. Brody helps her to remove her top. A hidden microphone placed on the outside of the window is picking up every sound coming from inside the room, and a man's listening in from a car parked on a road near the motel. Carrie's riding Brody as he thrusts into her furtively. In the surveillance room, Saul's resting his weary head on his hand as he listens into their frantic lovemaking. Peter's by his side, fuming.
How far out is the takedown team?
5 minutes.
Don't do it.
Estes told us to shut this down.
It is premature.
Or maybe we should have done this weeks ago.
There is a fucking attack coming. And Brody is our only entry point to Roya and the cell.
Why did you tell us where to find him if you were going to pull this shit?
You have got to give Carrie a chance. She's turning it around.
Turning it around? Is that what you think is going on there, really? Turning it around? Really?
Turn it off.
Now tell me, Lily, I'd like your expert opinion. Is that somebody turning something around, or is that a stage 5 delusional getting laid?
I am telling you, she can fix this.
Saul turns the volume down.
She didn't run off to Mexico. She went to a safe harbor site where she knew I could find her. All she's asking for is time. Give her some.
His face gaunt and drained from his recent injury, Peter steps up to Saul with a slight limp and leans on the desk, staring directly at him.
Till a takedown, we wait.
Copy that.
An operative implements Peter's order and starts typing on his laptop. Saul fishes out a packet of gum from his shirt pocket, eats a piece, and offers some to Peter.
I'm good.
Daytime. Brody steps out of the motel room. He shuts the door after him, then strolls along the front porch, glancing cautiously towards the road. He makes a call on his mobile. In the back of a television news truck, Roya answers her phone.
Yes.
Want to explain about yesterday?
That's not necessary.
Yeah, it is.
She turns to her team and steps out.
Give me a minute.
Are you there?
I'm here.
I've been under a lot of pressure.
I know.
Well, you don't know all of it. There's been things happening. Have nothing to do with us. I'm having some troubles at home. With my daughter.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Look, I lost it yesterday, and I wish I could take back some of the things I said.
He notices Carrie behind him.
Can you hear me?
I heard you.
Won't happen again.
You said I'd be part of this thing, and I just want things to be the way they were.
I'm glad you feel that way. Thanks for the call.
They both hang up. Roya removes the battery from her phone and returns to the truck.
That's what you wanted, right? And Quinn and everybody else listening, the whole CIA?
Yeah, them too.
Do you think she believed it, Roya?
Carrie sits by his side.
It was the truth.
She takes his hand.
Talk to me next time, before it gets to be too much.
He kisses her bare shoulder and puts an arm around her and holds her close. Mike's cooking scrambled eggs.
Hey.
How'd you sleep?
Pretty well. I guess I felt better after talking to my mom last night.
Good.
You know what she said, though? She said that she trusts my judgment.
That's news to you.
My head practically exploded, yeah.
If you could hear what she says about you, you'd know. Dana, she thinks the world of you.
Dana sits at the table as Mike serves breakfast.
Can I ask you something, Mike?
Sure.
Just before my dad got back, you were around all the time. You had practically moved in. And I was thinking last night how that must have been hard for you. Vanishing from our lives the way that you did. So was it?
Yes, it was. It's difficult. There was no question in my mind what was the right thing to do.
And you actually did it. I need to go see someone in Columbia Heights. Do you think that you could give me a ride?
Sure.
He clinks her glass of orange juice. A few operatives stare at Carrie as she enters the surveillance room and approaches Saul.
Any response from Moya?
No, still waiting. We've doubled up on surveillance, so whatever she does next, we'll be on it.
So we're good?
Well, good is probably an overstatement. No one's talking about throwing Brody in lockup anymore. Just so you know, we tracked you and Brody to the motel last night.
So, was everyone listening in?
To most of it, yeah.
She nods to herself.
I don't know what's worse. Quinn's perverts with their idiot smirks. Are you giving me that look? Do I really know what I'm doing? Am I getting too close to him? Or whatever euphemism you'd find.
Are you getting too close?
He was running off the rails. I did what I had to do.
So that's all it was?
I'm not even going to answer that.
Well, not too many months ago, you told me you were in love with him.
Yeah, and I was more than a little unstable then.
It's okay now.
Have I lost it again? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm saying, if you're back there again, in that place with Brody.
What?
It ended badly last time. For you. For everyone.
I'm not your daughter, Saul. I don't need you telling me what to do.
We just picked up Roy on the security cameras.
Where?
The Rayburn parking garage. And our favorite congressman just happens to be on his way there. Did I miss something here?
No, everything's fine.
Good. Come on, you want to see this.
They watch on a monitor as Brody's 4x4 enters the underground car park. Brody drives around between rows of parked vehicles, then screeches to a halt when Roya steps in front of his car. She climbs into the passenger seat.
Turn around. We're leaving.
He drives off. On the monitor, the car emerges onto the street.
Okay, where are my follow cars? We'd be all over this.
We have visual.
Brody taps his fingers on the steering wheel.
Nervous?
No. No, I just had a lot to do today.
Really? Your chief of staff said you were wide open. You must be wondering if I reported your outburst to our friends yesterday. I did. I also reported the call you made this morning. Your apology, if that's the right word.
Did we hear those communications?
No.
Why not? Who's she talking to?
What made you change your mind?
I told you I was under a lot of pressure.
Your daughter, right. Where did you spend last night? Not at your house. I know that.
I was with Carrie Matheson.
And you woke up this morning and called to say we were on the same track.
Look, if you don't trust me...
I didn't say that.
You said renew the relationship with Carrie, which I wouldn't have done, by the way, but okay, as instructed, I fuck her, I get the information I can to you, and, you know, now you're giving me a hard time about it?
I didn't say that either.
No, you don't say anything, do you?
You need to calm down.
What are you doing?
She removes the battery from his phone.
Really? You think that's gonna...
Why we lose audio? Tighten up the follow vehicles now. We cannot afford to lose them. Keep line of sight and get me two more vehicles in pursuit. Carrie?
She knows.
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see.
I'm on the follow car with Max and Virgil.
All right, but Carrie, promise me, just stay the fuck back, okay?
She nods and leaves.
Where the hell are they going?
Brody's car speeds off out of town. Dana walks up to a screen door at the front of a house and knocks. Mike's car is parked on the road behind her. Holding a baby, the teenage daughter of the hit-and-runs victim appears inside and looks at Dana through the screen door. A look of realization fills the girl's face.
It was you. Should have known. Maria.
Dana turns back to Mike's car with a panicked expression as the girl, Inez, goes to lay down the baby before returning to the door.
She's not mine, if that's what you're thinking.
I wasn't.
Inez pushes the door open, and Dana enters the modest household.
I guess it was obvious. Some girl shows up in the hospital right after my mother's hit. Of course you killed her.
I didn't kill her.
Why are you here then?
I was in the car.
It's the same exact thing.
I am so sorry. And I'm trying...
Trying what?
To take responsibility.
What does that even mean?
Dana fights back her tears.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
I want to go to the police.
Oh, now you do. And it would just make things worse.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not the deal.
What deal?
To keep quiet. Not say anything about it. I got two sisters to take care of, so don't you dare mess that up. You need to keep your mouth shut, because if you tell anyone, I get nothing.
Inez walks to the kitchen, then turns back to Dana.
You say you want to help? Go away and never come back. Get out! Get out!
Dana runs out. Mike opens the car door for her, and she climbs in.
Are you okay?
Just drive, please.
Mike pulls away as a distraught Dana throws a final look back at the house. Night falls as Brody and Roya drive through the countryside.
Don't worry, we're almost there.
Carrie and Virgil push on in the surveillance van.
We'll need our headlights soon.
The van drives in the cover of darkness.
Okay. There.
Brody pulls up on the side of a vast, open field. On the road behind them, the headlights of an approaching car pierce through the dark. The car drives past and disappears into the night.
Virgil, stop the van. They stopped up ahead. Stop the van.
Max is in the back of the van. Virgil pulls up and stops at the side of the road.
Target has stopped County Road 66, vicinity Needham Meadow. Follow 1, continue north to 68. Follow 2, turn right at Creek Pass. I want a loose cordon around the target. Very loose, 1 mile minimum distance. Carrie?
We're holding south.
Why'd they stop?
We're way back. We can't see anything.
Anyone? Anyone have visual?
Roya opens her door, and the overhead light comes on.
Can you turn that off?
Brody turns it off.
Do you want to tell me what we're doing here?
You say you want another chance. This is it?
She steps out, and Brody watches her as she goes to stand in the middle of the road. Brody unbuckles his seatbelt and steps out. As Brody stands guardedly a few feet behind Roya, a figure appears out of the darkness ahead and marches towards them. It's Roya's contact, the man who took part in the massacre at the tailor's shop. Carrie looks through a night vision lens.
I think there's a third person. Can anyone else see anything?
No, I don't think so. Quinn's pulling him now.
I don't like this.
No one does.
We need to protect Brody. I want to get actual eyes on.
What?
It's Carrie. She wants to take a look.
Peter takes Saul's phone.
Carrie, you promised you'd stay back.
I just want to drive by to see what's going on.
Look, I know you're worried about him.
We all should be. He's our only asset.
Yeah, okay, one clean pass. That's all.
Carrie joins Max at the back as Virgil turns on the headlights and drives off. As Roya speaks with her contact, Brody turns to see the headlights approaching.
Are you expecting somebody else?
Can you see anything yet?
It's dark out here, Carrie. I don't know if I'll be able to see them at all. Max, you want to dim those lights? It's like the Starship Enterprise in here.
Brody, get in the car.
Why?
You're a public figure. Get in.
Brody complies.
I think somebody just got in the car.
Who?
A humanoid shape. I told you, I can't see shit out here. Okay, wait.
What is it?
Roya and somebody. I can't tell.
Max moves to the back of the van and snaps photos of the man as they drive past. Max then shows Carrie the photos.
Christ. Mirror to Quinn.
Shit.
Quinn, did you get that?
Yeah.
We gotta stop.
No, keep moving.
We've gotta go back.
Hey, you're the one who just told us for the last 24 hours to keep Brody in play.
God damn it, Virgil, just stop!
Virgil pulls up on the roadside.
Quinn, that man slaughtered our agents in Gettysburg.
Yeah, I was there.
He's got a ton of explosives.
Which is why we need to follow him.
No, we're past that. Zier's got maybe half a dozen people on the ground here. We've got two of them in our sights right now. Three, counting Brody. That's a critical mass. We can shut this down.
You hope. All we know is, you move in, the operation is blown.
I think it's already blown. Listen to me.
I am listening, and I'm hearing a bad idea that you wouldn't entertain in a million years if it wasn't for your personal attachment to a terrorist you were boning last night.
He's an asset. Our only one, and he's in danger.
Yeah, the whole country is. Carrie, we have got this contained. Stay the fuck back. That is a direct order, acknowledge.
She climbs out of the van.
Jesus. Carrie, what are you doing? Don't do this.
Carrie, acknowledge.
As she strides in the dark towards Brody's car, she can just about make out signs of a struggle as Roya's contact frog marches Brody into the field.
I just grabbed him.
Carrie, stay put.
They're gonna kill him.
That's an order, goddammit. Tell me you hear me.
She suddenly veers into the field to follow them in a parallel line.
Carrie! Wait in here, Saul.
Saul's studying a laptop displaying a map of the area.
What I'm wondering, what are they doing stopped in the middle of nowhere, next to the only clearing for miles around?
Carrie's eyes widen as a helicopter sweeps in above her, the beam of its projector light cutting through the pitch darkness. The chopper lands in the field, and Brody's rushed towards it.
They're loading into a helicopter. Can you hear me? Fuck! Tell me you hear me! You have to track it. They're about to take off. We're losing him! They're just gone!
Dana and Mike step into Brody's house. Mike smiles at Chris, who's watching TV, as Jessica walks over from the kitchen.
You're back. Mike.
Hey, buddy.
We're at 5 against Miami. Can you believe that?
No way.
Mike joins Chris as Jessica takes Dana aside.
Rough day?
I went to see her. The daughter. Even though Dad told me not to.
Okay. How'd that go?
She basically called me a murderer.
Sweetie, you're not.
It's how I feel about half the time. I'm not gonna go see the police, though. She told me not to. Did you know that they paid her off?
No.
Really?
I didn't know. But I guess I'm not surprised. There's a presidential campaign in the works.
So what? It just goes away? We're supposed to pretend like it never happened? I killed someone.
You didn't.
I did. We drove away and just left her there, Mom.
Dana cries on her mother's shoulder.
It's okay.
Jessica holds her tight and strokes her hair.
It's gonna be okay.
Roya's contact and a shaven-headed man march Brody outside a warehouse. Brody's hands are tied behind his back. They stop and wait. Terrified, Brody breathes hard. A car slowly rolls up ahead of them. Brody stares with rising apprehension as the vehicle stops in the gloom. A door opens and a man climbs out the back. Brody struggles in vain against his captors. The man approaches, gradually emerging from the shadows. He lowers his head to put on some glasses, and only when he lifts his head again is his face revealed. Abu Nazir smirks at Brody.
Nicholas.